The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Joe is not here. He called in to say he had a serious illness, a cancer, for which he's being treated with chemotherapy, is doing well, is in recovery now, or is recovering. His tumor has been put into recovery stage. And he said one of the reasons he sounded so weird the last time he was on the show was that he had a high calcium level, which was causing him delirium. So we wish Joe a speedy recovery and a fast recovery and healthy return. And my guess is it's 2 or 3 months away. So thank you, Joe. And this is the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And obviously he says that some of what he learned was key to making the diagnosis in himself early enough to be able to get treatment. One of the issues we're going to cover today, or one of the first issue I want to cover, is your mitochondria. Now you say, what are your mitochondria? Well, your mitochondria are little outpouchings inside each of your cells. And every cell but your red cells has these mitochondria. They have 37 genes, so they're a separate gene from your DNA that is your 23 pairs of chromosomes. This is a 31, if you will, genes in this. I can't remember 31 or 37, but it's a low number of genes. You obviously have 22 to 26,000 genes in your chromosomes, but this is 31 to 37, and their job is to produce, to take glucose that you ship into your cell, that's converted to pyruvate, which is half of the glucose molecule, and it's to take that pyruvate and turn it into energy. So the interesting thing about this is the DNA comes for your energy, always comes from your mom. That's 100% of it. And secondly, this DNA is linked in a circle rather than being linear as in your nucleus or other areas of your body. And so it's circular like a bacteria. Well, we're going to get to over the next 3 or 4 weeks why this your mitochondria are so important and how you can protect them. Because what happens is your mitochondria get damaged. They get damaged by two big meals. That is, when you present them with big meals, they get a lot of glucose in there, they try and produce a lot of energy, but they have what we call free radical damage. And that free radical damage decreases their ability to produce ADP, makes them slower. So at producing that ATP, the energy store you have. So we'll get into much more about how you can protect your mitochondria. You've already learned one thing: smaller meals help protect it compared to larger meals. Bridget, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I think that it's a fascinating study, and I've suspected that there's an association with the amount of energy that you have after eating large meals, because definitely I think that individuals that we see all the time talk about their fatigue that they experience, especially after eating big lunches or big dinners.
Now, the next story is our Ebola update. And I don't know whether you want this Ebola update, but the gentleman or the doctor who went into, came back, if you will, with Ebola, definitely tested positive for it. That's the New York City doctor. None of the contacts have yet tested positive. There have been some hospitalized because of fevers. But none of them have tested positive, And the nurse, one of the two nurses, the nurse who traveled to Cleveland and back, is now out of NIH, free of her Ebola virus. So two out of the four people, two out of the five people in the United States who've been treated for it, all of those who've acquired it in the United States, are still alive, and at least two out of the four treated here, two out of the five treated here are alive. The initial case who came from Liberia, Mr. Duncan, died. Let me go over the vaccines, because they've accelerated vaccine production, and there are two vaccines, VRC-207, which is the National Institute of Health vaccine combined with GlaxoSmithKline, a pharmaceutical company, and VSV-EBOV, which is by the Public Health Agency of Canada. Just from what I know, if I were going to bet on it, I'd bet on the Canadian one, but I hope both of them work. VO7, let's talk about the VRC-207. It's an experimental vaccine that protects monkeys against the virus for several months. They're just doing a phase one, which is really a, does it work and how much can you give of this vaccine? It's being conducted at the National Institutes of Health, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, and it and GlaxoSmithKline worked to develop the vaccine from a modified chimpanzee cold virus and an Ebola protein. That is, the cold virus and the Ebola protein are the way they can infect enough cells to develop the vaccine. The participants will be monitored for 48 weeks after the initial injection. Initial safety data could be available by the end of 2015, maybe earlier. A clinical trial also is taking place at the same time, rather than the safety, and it's being taken place at the University of Oxford in England and the West African country of Mali. Mali had their first cases this week. So this seems to be ongoing with that, and maybe by 2015, at the end of the year, we'll know more about it. So we've got a year to wait anyway. The other one, the VSV-EBOV, will soon begin trials in Switzerland, Germany, and Kenya, and could open several West African countries as well as early as January. It is developed by the Public Health Agency of Canada and by Walter Reed, and seems to be doing well. Now, what about ZMapp? We've had questions on the email line. You can always send us email at udocs@gmail.com. What about ZMapp? Well, they don't know how to make enough ZMapp, so it and another company, that is Amgen, are working together. Amgen has volunteered to go. Amgen has these great products that are all biotech, that is biologics, and they have a great history of being able to produce them safely and in large quantities. So they're working with the company that founded ZMapp to see if they can help them make more of it. ZMapp is a San Diego company, and Amgen is, I think, just above there in the area between LA and San Diego. So the message is, we don't have much other than supportive care, and won't for at least, I would guess, 5 months. So we better hope that supportive care works well. And it seemed to, at least in the U.S. group, there's a large potential that four out of the five will survive with just supportive care.
Are you surprised that the nurse recovered so quickly?
I'm surprised. She must have had a very low dose of, or high quality immune system. I don't know all the factors, but it's really unusual to clear a virus that fast, I would think. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the US, which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. I'm here with Bridget. And we're giving you the top news of the week. We've talked about Ebola. We've talked about mitochondria and why they're important. And we're going to talk about the Cleveland Clinic's top 10. The top 10 innovations that will make a difference in your life or anyone who needs medical care next year. Which supplements fail to relieve joint pain in a study? The non-surprising health benefits of alcohol for older adults. Yes, it's good in small quantities. Program and then a blood pressure program that has shown to increase blood pressure control in a certain group of patients from 44 to 80%. The flu is increasing, so we're going to tell you to get your flu shot and where it's increasing most. Bridget, this is a test question. What, you know, last week it was Florida where the flu was had reared its ugly head as the first state in the nation. Somehow Florida often gets that. Where do you think the second state with the highest flu is now?
What region is it?
Oh, come on.
Georgia?
You'll never get it. It's Alaska.
Oh,
where
okay.
The Alaska quantity, the quantity of flu in Alaska, is literally off the chart. It's so high. That's a very unusual state to have this early in the year. So very unusual. So I was going to say, if you got that, it was amazing.
We're going to talk
to the authors of the book, a wonderful book, interesting book, crazy book. It's a series of 35 essays. And all I mean by crazy is each essay is different. Each essay is exciting. It is easy to love but hard to live with. Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories, edited by Trish Bliven-Chazanoff and Lisa Davis, including an interview with Henry Winkler. But easy to love, hard to live with. Very interesting book. We'll get to the authors in a few minutes. In the second hour, you're going to get an exciting hour with Bridget. Over a quarter of high school girls are still using tanning beds. Don't they think melanoma's real? I don't understand it. We're going to talk about the CDC and Lyme data is much more common, tenfold more common, and where it is now spreading. Tainted supplements being sold after recalls. Hard lessons for sleep and teenagers. How mindfulness and why mindfulness protects your heart. Bridget has a special in the second hour, 10 foods that on food day you should avoid at all costs, but you should avoid every... And food day was yesterday, you should avoid them. High-tech or low-tech, fitness trackers make you more aware of your steps, which increases your daily activity. Guess how much? Just putting a pedometer on, what do you think it gets you in steps, increased steps, Bridget?
5,000.
No. What percentage?
Oh. 60%.
It's actually only 30% more, but 30% is a lot. And then you're going to call for an end to the diet debates, as I understand it.
Yes, this is a really interesting debate that looks more at trying to talk about the dietary adherence rather than dietary content.
Adherence, what we found is, in our own work, is that having a buddy helps you adhere, and if you adhere, you succeed.
That is true, but I can't reveal anything else. You'll have to wait till the second hour.
Oh, you're not going to tell me now?
No, I can't. It will ruin it.
Okay. So the Cleveland Clinic has a top 10 innovations every year, and I've been privileged to run them, I think, for the last 6 years. We interview about 160 physicians at the Cleveland Clinic. And from, you know, that means that if you got 20 different disciplines, you know, different disciplines, cardiology, cardiac surgery, kidney disease, dermatology, joint disease, cancer, etc., you're interviewing about 8 people in each discipline. So it's a wide survey we do. And it turns out that we get about 700 different suggestions for things that will change medical practice in the next year. We look them up, whittle it down, and we usually bring about 100 to the group to vote on and to debate. And it's a double debate. So there are two groups of 20 people, usually one from each of the specialties, vote on it. And then the top votes, if you will, the votes that are the top 10 get selected. And it has to have a change in the next year. That is, the criteria are it's going to change care in the next year and influence a large number of people. So how have we done, and that will be announced on Wednesday morning. And you'll be able to read about it in the newspapers. We'll cover some of them later, probably a month or two from now. We'll cover some of them as important stories, but you can read about them once they come out on the Cleveland Clinic Innovation, ClevelandClinicInnovation.com website, or ClevelandClinic.org/innovation. And there's a special app where you can read on all of the ones for the last 10 years. And with rare exceptions, the clinic group has gotten it right. That is, they've found things that make major change. Why this came up right now is one of the things they did was suggest that a melanoma drug would have huge influence. And they made that suggestion in 2013 for this year. And guess what? It has had a major influence. So major an influence is it's increasing melanoma survival rates and disease-free rates. And it spawned a whole new group of drugs that we'll talk about in a future session. But it is such that malignant melanoma, instead of being a death sentence, now may be turned into less of a death sentence and more of a chronic disease sentence.
But that doesn't mean that you should continue going to tanning beds.
Oh, absolutely not. And we'll come back to the tanning bed story. You're going to talk to us about it in the second hour. For those of you who only get the first hour on your local radio station, you can go to the archives of this by Tuesday of the week and get a podcast, as well as you can sign up for You, the Owner's Manual radio show on iHeartRadio. The podcast is usually, that's the archives all the way back, I think it's 14 years now. We're in our 15th year, so a little less than 14 years of archives on RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com. Well, there is a non-surprising health benefit of alcohol. Why do I say non-surprising? Because I would have said, we know that alcohol increases blood flow, which should increase your memory. But what is surprising about the health benefit is a little alcohol every day, 1 to 2 drinks a day, those people who did that had larger hippocampuses. That is, it's somehow related to the growth of your memory center in your brain, your hippocampus, which is, to me, a surprising benefit of a little alcohol. So just 1 or 2 alcohol drinks a day and bridge 7 on Friday night is not 1 or 2 a day. But 1 or 2 a day increases brain cognition and increases blood volume. As I said, one of the things I want to leave you with in this hour before we come on is with our guest. The guests are Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, the book by Tricia Blyven-Chazanoff and Lisa Davis. But what I want to leave you with is the flu is increasing now. Florida was high state last week. They've gone down to a reasonable level, but Alaska is off the charts this week. It will be a flu season. You should get the flu shot now. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. P-R-E-V-A-L-E-A-F.com. To stop your itching fast. and find relief right now. Prevalief.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in Nutricosmetics. NeoCell.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the US, which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our moms, our sisters, our friends. Nearly 300,000 women in America will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. But with ongoing research and increased awareness, the chance for survival keeps growing. Hi, I'm Wanda Sykes. Join me in helping the Safeway Foundation and Stand Up to Cancer fund important breast cancer research. Learn more about breast cancer risk and prevention and how you can support research at SafewayFoundation.org. Together, we carry the future.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com, where we say stay well. But one of the things we also say is you get to take control of your health. Obviously, if genes affect you before the age of 25, they often take you where they want you to go. But after the age of 25, whether you're at the top of your curve or not, is to a large degree your choice. Today we have something that's really special and unusual in what we've done, and unusual in a book. The book is Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories, edited by Tricia Blevin-Chazanoff and Lisa Davis. Lisa Davis is a mom to an amazing 9-year-old daughter, and we'll talk to her about what her daughter taught her. She's also a wife, dog owner, and radio show creator, host and producer of a number of health shows, including It's Your Health on NPR and Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. So she is part of the Radio MD Stay Well family. Tricia Blevin-Chazanoff is a former neuroscientist turned freelance writer with a passion for understanding how the brain functions. She lives in southern Florida with her patient husband, old soul son, and spunky daughter. So, Tricia, I've got to ask you, what do you mean by old soul son?
He actually, what was not included in that bio was that he is he deals with Asperger's syndrome, which is actually does not exist as a diagnosis anymore, and has been taken up under the high functioning autism umbrella. And he's 12 and a half years old, and he's going on about 70. And he doesn't always move through the world in a way that a typical 12 and a half year old boy would move through the world. And sometimes that creates problems for him. The plus side to so many of his struggles is that he does have an old soul view of the world. He understands things and makes connections between things and ideas that people who are far older than he is still struggle to do.
And this book is a series of essays, it's really about the power of stories. And what was impressive was that you quote the statistic, which is true, of course, is that 25%+ of adults are struggling with mental illness or some form of chronic mental, what you would call difference in function. Now, you wrote, and one of the amazing stories, in fact, the first story that leads it off, is a story, actually, it's not the first story, it's called Traffic Lights, that you wrote. And I assume that's a story, first of all, how did you get the material for it? And who is that about?
Well, Traffic Lights is actually my story.
So that's what I thought, but I wanted you to bring it. So this is a series of stories, and you had a disorder of what type?
And I still have a disorder. I have obsessive compulsive disorder that started in earnest when I was 11 years old, and I suffered and struggled and lived in silence and in shame about that disorder until I was in my early 30s. And that was one of the big motivations. Lisa and I both had our own special motivations for creating this book. For me, those years that I spent in silence and in shame were my motivation for writing this book.
Well, I should tell the audience that it's almost a compelling rapid-fire set of essays that you start reading, and if you're like I am, and I try and read the books before I interview the authors, you get to this, and it is, how do I call it? It is so rapid-fire and so wonderfully different than all the health books I get to see that it is... And it's a fascinating story. Obviously, you live in a different world than you did then. And so the book has a lot of what I would call positive outcomes, or how people are controlling their conditions now as part of that. So tell me what's happened now. Obviously, life is better today.
Yes. Go ahead. And I think that... You know, my story is very typical of a lot of the stories in the book, and I'm fine today, and I still struggle with anxiety.
Well, let me correct that, because your story is not typical. They're all different stories, so they aren't one pattern of disease. They're huge, different, if you will, smorgasbord or buffet of diseases, and each one is written with a different tone.
Yes.
And your story, is as I started reading it, I started reading it out loud to Bridget, who's the co-host here, and I was reading, and it was it was almost like I had to read it at double speed, because it was read so quickly and so intensely, and these stories are intense.
Well, and I think what I meant by my story being typical is that, you know, we know that mental illness and neurological disorders are out there in the world. We know this, people don't talk about them. People talk about them when something dramatic happens, when there's a crime or suicide or some big kind of newsworthy event. What we don't hear and what we don't talk about are the stories like these stories in the book, these stories of people who could be your neighbor, could be your teacher, could be your bus driver, could be the guy at the grocery store, could be your doctor, could be your dentist, could be anybody, who are getting up every single day and living with these disorders the way I was, the way every story, every author who shared their story in this book lived with their disorders. And so they're not stories of, you know, big, dramatic crimes or horrible things. For the most part, there are some really horrible pieces, but they're stories of everyday people who are living bravely and doing what they need to do every day despite these disorders.
And how did, and I haven't called enough on Lisa, so let me go and flip to Lisa. I should tell you that the readers that the website for the book is itsyourhealthnetwork.com, itsyourhealthnetwork.com. How were the stories, how were the authors or the essayists chosen? How did you come to get that group of people?
Well, I wanted to do this book, and I originally wanted to write a story about my mother and my daughter and their issues, and I thought, I don't really have enough for a full book, so I reached out on Facebook, and I had known of Tricia and her work, and I messaged her and said, do you want to do this book? We can do a really cool anthology and highlight a lot of different stories and a lot of different people's struggles. And she said yes. And then we went on message boards, and we posted on Facebook, and we posted on Twitter, and we just used the magic of social media, and we got a lot of awesome stories. And it was really exciting to see the variety of stories. And one thing I want to mention as well, Dr. Royzen, is that the book has stories by people who have the issues, but it also has people by loved ones like me. I have a story about my mother who had sensory processing disorder and my daughter who also has that and some other issues as well. And I think it's interesting to see how it is for people who live with the people, because let's be honest, it's challenging. That's why it's easy to love but hard to live with. It's sort of a double meaning. It's hard for the person who has a disorder, and unfortunately it can also be challenging for the people who love them.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the specific essays that I really loved, one of which starts with A Terrible Job, but I'm going to talk to you also about caregiver and caregiver stress in general. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You're listening to Radio MD, RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike, you're Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes. We've been talking for the last few minutes, and will be for the rest of this hour, with the authors Tricia Bliven-Chazanoff, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, and Lisa Davis, of Easy to Love But Hard to Live With: Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories. And it's the stories of, I don't know, what is it, 35 of these people in short story form, written in just this incredibly beautiful, incredibly compelling way. So one of the things that is interesting is in telling these stories or in talking about them, there also is a question-answer period for experts on each of these entities. So, Lisa, why'd you decide to have experts, what I would call, moderate some of the stories? So right at the end of the story, it looks like there's a way to get more information about what you wrote about.
Well, I think, you know, one of the big goals of the book is for people who are reading it to say, oh my gosh, that sounds like me, or sounds like, you know, one of my loved ones or my coworkers. And if you read the story and it really resonates with you personally, or you give it to them, it resonates with them, they might be thinking, wow, this was great, but now what? What? I need some advice. I need some help. And whoa, hey, it's right there, you know? So I, because of my radio shows, I have access to top experts in all these fields, and I was able to reach out to them, and they were all so generous with their time and giving of their time to us and having them be part of the book, which was wonderful. One of my favorites is actually Areva Martin, who you'll see on CNN all the time, and she's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful advocate, and it's really meaningful to have such well-versed and respected people in the book helping out.
Tricia, you told these as stories. Well, it looks to me like all of these are stories, plus the expert fill-in after the story for the question-answer period. Why did you decide to do it as stories?
Because stories reach people, and our world, our community, our lives are all made up of stories of one form or another, and it's how we kind of define our own identities. It's how we relate to each other. It's how we create our communities. And I think there's tremendous power in stories. And one challenge that I think we all face is that we hide our stories. We present these sanitized, idealized versions of our lives, and we don't want to let people know how scary and messy our lives can be at times. But as soon as we do, we open ourselves up for connection. So just to use myself as an example, you know, I mentioned that I suffered in silence with OCD for 2 decades before I got a diagnosis. And the reason I got a diagnosis is because I was reading a story one day. I was reading a story of somebody who could have been me. She described my symptoms, my fears, my obsessions, my compulsions. And up until I read that story, I thought that my OCD was a character flaw. I thought that I would be better. I would get better if I would just have more willpower, if I was a better person, if I was stronger, if I was smarter. And I thought it was a bad habit or a character flaw. I didn't realize until I read that story that I had a mental illness. I had a disease that could be treated and could be addressed. And all of a sudden, I was able to be set free from that shame and understand myself in a different way. And so it was that story that made that connection for me. And our feeling is if one person out there reads this book and sees themselves in one of these stories, and these stories are so, as you said, they're brutally honest and very real, and they're people who have just offered themselves up so that other people, other readers, may have the opportunity to feel that connection.
If the people, and this is a very interesting thing, there's almost, I mean, the stories are written with such power and such, how much editing did you have to do on the stories versus how much is almost native, if you will, to the author? Because these stories are so powerful. I'm wondering, should I be giving you credit for all this great editing, you and Lisa credit for all the great editing? We're talking to the authors of Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories, and these are really powerful stories. And the website is itsyourhealthnetwork.com. The stories, and I'm so, Tricia and Lisa, how much editing did you do versus how much is the native true story?
I think that depends on the story. There are a few stories in there that came to us beautifully. Catherine Ellison had a story that I think we barely touched, and there were one or two others that we barely touched. But the rest, we edited, and it was a very difficult task because really the courage and the passion was all there. But not everybody is really a writer. And so what we did and what we worked really hard to do was to craft these stories and make them readable and have a flow to them while still preserving the individual voice of each contributor. And what you said in the very beginning that they all read differently. And that's always, every time somebody says that, that's a big relief to me because it means that we did our job, our editing job, well.
Now, Lisa, you also have a story in here called Deja Vu. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, my mother had what we now know is sensory processing disorders. Everything is too loud and too bright, and the house was like an icebox, and she always had it dark, and she'd spend hours a day in her room in the dark, and everyone just like goes, what is wrong with your mother? Diane's just quirky, but I saw that she was suffering, and she would go to all these doctors, and everyone just told her she was crazy and hyper and, you know, anxious, which she became because of all the denial. And then she unfortunately died in her 50s from ovarian cancer, never being validated. And the reason I know she had sensory processing disorder, because when I had my daughter, she started showing all the same signs, and it was, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't go through this again. It was hard enough with my mother, and is my mom going to have, or my daughter going to have a life like my mom? But it took a few years, and we finally started, the diagnosis started coming in, and my daughter has help at school, and she has friends, and she has specialists who understand her, and she has medication, and I mean, it's such a different life, and that there is hope. And there's some great after stories. One of them is by one of her specialists who just shows how much my daughter's grown and changed. And we still have struggles. There's daily struggles. But she's not going to live in the dark and the fear and the hopelessness that my mother had.
And now, if you guys had to say, what's your greatest, I mean, part of this lesson is that writing these stories, it seems, helps the people with the story.
I agree.
Yes, and you know, I'm sure you know this, that even in a healthcare setting, that they've shown that being able to tell you the story of your illness and your recovery is a tremendous help.
I'm going to have to cut you off because of hard stop. Easy to love, but hard to live with. Real people, invisible disabilities, true stories. Wonderful. Easy to love is how you get it on Amazon.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.